In 1884, the New York Times welcomed Georges Bizet's, quote, pretty and effective work to the Metropolitan Opera, and by the beginning of 2011, the Met alone had performed it almost 1,000 times. Well, next weekend, Carmen comes to the Triad with performances on Friday, October 26th at 8, Sunday at 2, and Tuesday the 30th at 7:30 in the Stevens Center in Winston-Salem. Lots of special events surrounding the performances as well, and you'll find links to more at wfdd.org/triadarts. Mezzo-soprano Mabel Ledo, who sings the role of Carmen, and Piedmont Opera Artistic Director Jamie Albritton recently stopped by to talk about the production.
Because of the shady characters and the fact that at the end our heroine, if you want to call her that, is murdered on stage, it received a terrible premiere. It was not received well at all, and it was the tragedy of poor Bizet's life, and 6 months later he passed. So he had no idea what success this piece went on to.
Back then, you had your comic opera, you had your opera seria, and they didn't come together.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted something light, you went to the opera comique. If you wanted opera, you went to the opera. And ultimately, one of his students, Guiraud, was the one that sort of began to politic for it to go to the opera, and he actually wrote the recitatives that we are all familiar with now. They were not written by Bizet. So what we commonly know as Carmen is actually a version of Carmen that was put together after Bizet's death so that it would be accepted at the opera.
Mabel, I want to talk about the music from the singer's perspective because, I mean, these arias, the grand choruses are so familiar to us now as Carmen. How do they lie on the voice? Are they physically challenging? And what sorts of things do you need to be aware of as a performer, as the singer?
For me, it's one of the best roles. It just kind of fits like a glove in my voice.
And that's a nice pairing because if it didn't fit like a glove, I could imagine it'd be very, very challenging because you're everywhere. I mean, it's such a dynamic theatrical role as well.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think it's just, you know, it's a balancing act like a ballet. The voice, the theatrical part, the dancing, there's so much, the movement, and you just have to know where to give, where to, you know, take a little bit. And so that's why these rehearsal periods are so important, to, you know, ascertain that balance.
Do you get caught up in that spell? Is it difficult to walk out of rehearsal and just be Mabel again? I mean, what's that connection like with your character when you're going through these rehearsals?
For me, I feel a great affinity to this character. I am a very strong-willed person. I mean, I don't feel like I'm exactly like Carmen, but I am just this, you know, in-your-face kind of person. So I feel, when I sing this role, I just feel all this passion kind of pouring out of me. I just feel a great, great, great affinity. The music just kind of calls me, the storyline, the everything about it. I just feel it so deeply, and it just really moves me. I feel a great connection.
My thanks to mezzo-soprano Mabel Ledo, who sings the role of Carmen, and Piedmont Opera Artistic Director Jamie Albritton. Mabel will be joined by Jason Wixon as Don José and baritone Michael Redding as Escamillo in the Piedmont Opera's production of Georges Bizet's Carmen. Performances begin next weekend in the Stevens Center on Friday, October 26th at 8, Sunday at 2, and Tuesday night the 30th at 7:30. You'll find ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. There are lots of fun special Carmen-related events leading up to the performances, and you'll find links on our website. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.